What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Dose of Mind. Today is all about letting go of what it means to actually let go of something. See, maybe you're holding on to something that happened in the past. Maybe it's been a while, maybe a little bit longer than you'd like to admit that you're holding on to it. Maybe you're holding on to a relationship that ended. Maybe you're holding on to a friendship that ended. Maybe you had feelings for someone that didn't have them for you. Maybe you got led on. Maybe it was something or someone that wronged you or hurt you. Maybe you wanted something to happen and it didn't happen. What does it mean to let that go? Because letting go doesn't mean that you forget it ever happened. You just turn the other way. Oh, someone, you know, told me to let it go, so I'm just going to ignore it. It doesn't mean that. In fact, I think it actually means the exact opposite. It means you accept how you feel, but you move forward anyways, regardless how you feel about it. You no longer let it control you. It no longer sets the tone for the day anymore. It no longer is the thing that your day relies on, whether it's good or bad. And this, I'm by no means an expert. I'm by no means a professional in the field. I'm a friend. And the things that have helped me, because there's a lot of things that I've had to let go in my life too. First of all, talking out with someone rather than bottling it up because trying to be tough is a big lesson I learned. And talking it out really helped me and is something that I really think we need to encourage more of with a friend, with some a loved one, someone that you trust, someone that's non-judgmental, someone that's just very open-hearted and wants to hear you and wants to understand you and wants to listen to you. That's always amazing. Another thing is challenging your thoughts so that you don't go down this downward spiral when you start overthinking, because Lord knows overthinking it is an incredible talent a lot of us have, and it will make you go crazy because it'll make you believe things and create problems that don't even exist and perceive reality way different than what it actually is. The other thing is to stop with this whole I coulda, shoulda, woulda thing, because that is a dangerous game in life. I could have done this. I should have done that. Maybe if I had done this, it would have changed this or that. It's a dangerous game. That is a very, very dangerous game because you're going to drive yourself crazy. Because a lot of things are out of your control. A lot of them are out of your control. If they were in your control and you made a choice or made a mistake that you regret, that's a different story. And you can use this as a lesson and not be that person anymore, or not be or not make those same mistakes anymore, or not make those same choices anymore. But a lot of times we think we could have done something to change it. We think we could have did something different. But a lot of times that's just in our head. So for the things that you've wanted to happen, or the things that maybe you loved that ended, accept it. Accept if it was meant to be, it would have happened. And what's not meant, you can't force it. You can't mess with something that is meant for you, but you also can't force something that is not meant for you. Meaning something else is better that's going to come your way. Firm believer in that. Firm believer in fate. Something else that is better for you will come your way. And not when you want it. Not you want it right now. It will happen when it's ready. And it'll happen when you're ready. Not when you think you're ready, but when you're actually ready. So take a step back, take a breath, and just focus on you right now. Focus on living your life, doing what makes you happy. And when it's ready to happen, whatever it is for you, it will. You have, like, a lot can change in a month, a lot can change in a year, a lot can happen in a day. Sometimes the craziest things happen. But they don't happen when you try and force it to happen. They happen when they just naturally happen. Now, for the things that maybe, you know, people hurt you or they've wronged you or whatever it may be in that end, well, use it as a lesson. What does this teach you? You know, were you being overly needy? Were you accepting red flags when you probably shouldn't have? That's, you know, I could raise my hand for that one. Were you accepting hurtful and toxic behavior because you didn't want to lose somebody? Was there literally nothing in your control and you're just trying to control things that are out of your control? Like, what is the lesson in this? So letting go, for me, doesn't mean that it never happened, or that you believe it never happened, or that you're just completely ignoring it. Because I don't think distracting yourself or ignoring your feelings is necessarily the best way to get over something. I really don't. I don't think it's the best way to handle your problems. I think handling your problems is the best way to handle your problems. Not distract yourself from them or turn to really unfortunate behaviors and drink yourself sick or take drugs or whatever it is that people end up doing because they just try and distract themselves from the pain. What I think letting go is when those wounds turn into scars. They're still with you. And you still have it. You carry it. But it doesn't control you anymore. It doesn't weigh you down anymore. You don't think about it and then get down the rest of the day. It doesn't control you anymore. That, to me, is what letting go actually is. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're holding on to, I hope that some of the things I've said here maybe helps you, because it's definitely helped me. And I wanted to end off with this, in that I actually don't even talk to this individual anymore. It was just... We were really good friends at one point, but then just some things happened and I kind of had to step away from it. But this individual taught me something that has stuck with me, and I honestly think it's made me a stronger person. And what they taught me was, I remember I was venting about something and I was upset about something, and he just kind of stopped me. He's like, "Why are you fighting yourself? Like, why are you fighting how you feel about it? You're allowed to let yourself feel how you feel. Stop fighting yourself." And I'll never forget him saying that, because I'm like, that's so true. And I think a lot of us do that. I think we fight ourselves and you know, we try and band-aid our feelings and ignore our feelings. Fight your feelings head on. Face your feelings and your problems head on. I truly believe in that. I really honestly think that letting go is something that it's you know, we're all still trying. Like, it's not something you just wake up one day and be like, yeah, I'm going to let go of this. You carry something with you, and it's when a wound turns into a scar. I truly believe that. So hope this helps you. If it does, let me know. And please listen, if you haven't already followed this podcast, I hope it helps you. And if it does, maybe you drop a follow. You let me know how you feel about the podcast in this episode. Send me a DM, whatever works for you. Thank you so much. Until next time, take care.